The FDA's extended comment period on how to regulate electronic cigarettes ended this week, but there's still no timetable for issuing the final guidelines. The concern among many physicians is that the battery-powered devices are delivering not just nicotine vapor, but other chemicals as well, including flavorings that might attract younger smokers. The regulations proposed back in April would ban sales of e-cigs to anyone under 18 and would add warning labels and would require new devices to be approved before they could be sold. Dr. Michael Fiore is the founder and director of the University of Wisconsin Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention.
The bottom line is we don't have a lot of science to guide people. They've not been submitted to the FDA for the FDA's consideration of them as a smoking cessation treatment. And the FDA for any drug says you have to prove that it's safe and effective. I would say to the companies that are making e-cigarettes, submit your products to the FDA, get them tested, show the public that they're in fact a safe and effective treatment. And if that were the case, then I'd be all for them. What we know is that it needs to be really a three-legged stool to further reduce tobacco use. And in my view, the possibility of eliminating cigarettes from our society is now within our grasp. I would say there are three things. First, we've got to protect kids from ever starting. And we've made progress with kids' initiation rates falling, but still too many children become addicted to tobacco. And one way to do that is to raise the age at which an individual can buy tobacco from 18 to 21 to further protect kids. Second is making science-based smoking cessation treatments readily available to everyone who wants them. And then the third leg of this three-legged stool is policies. And this is what's going to be particularly effective, I think, with some of the more disadvantaged members of our society. If we make every indoor environment smoke-free, that's going to discourage smoking. People are very sensitive to price. So if we were to, for example, as a federal committee recommended a few years ago, raise the price of cigarettes by $2 per pack, a $2 per tack excise tax increase, and dedicate $1 of every $2 that's raised to help people to quit, would have the resources available to help more people to quit. And finally, we need to spend a lot of time reaching out to these underserved members of our society, individuals who are struggling with so many other challenges like mental illness. We really don't know if they need more intensive treatment, if they need different treatments. We've got plenty of treatments we can try now, but we got to do a much better job reaching out.
That's Dr. Michael Fiore. He is head of the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention at the University of Wisconsin.